We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davim and Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Rebbechus Deleu. We're in Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. The pasuk says in the context of Egel Arufa, Lo Noda Mihi Kohu. We don't know. We have a suffix. We have a doubt as to who the Rotzeach is. So you learn from here that Egel Arufa, the whole ceremony only applies if we don't know who the person who did the Ritzicha. But let's say we have Eidus, we have testimony that we know who the Rotzeach is, and that would be true even if you have an Eid Echad, one Eid, and even if that Eid is typically disqualified, like an Isha or an Eved, one Eid is enough, and we no longer have Lo Noda Mihi Kohu. It's no longer a suffix, and we will not go through the process of Egla Arufa. We have other cases where, when it comes to Ritzicha, or to testify that someone had been murdered, someone had died, so we allow them in cases of allowed to a woman to remarry in case of Aguna. So here we allow it as well, based on the Pasuk, Lo Noda Mihi Kohu, as long as we're informed somewhat, even if that it's one aid, and even that aid is typically disqualified, we believe them. The Mishnah here is, though, is dealing with a case where there's Hachasha, where there is a contradiction. So then we may have to go through the Egla Arufa process nonetheless, because the Eidim are contradicting one another. Says the Mishnah, so one Eid says, I saw let's say Shimon is the corpse, let's say. So we saw Reuven kill Shimon. I saw Reuven kill Shimon. One Eid. So I saw the Horeg. Another Eid comes as Lo Roi. So no, let's say we were together. You could not have seen that. So that's what we call in this case, sounds a little bit like Hazama, but this is a case of Hachasha. Isha Omeris Ro'isi, Isha Omeris Lo Ro'is. A woman says, as we said, we typically believe a woman, but here they're contradicting one another. One woman says, I saw the Rotzeach. The other one says, no. In these cases, how you orphan? Why? Because the Eidus is Batel. We still have the suffix of Lo Noda Mihi Kohu. Now, the Gemara says this is only true when the Eidim came at the same time, because the first one is not believed any more than the second one. But if, let's say, they came Zeach Harzeh, so the first person gives their testimony, Ro'isis HaHoreg, and that person is believed. That person is believed like two. So now, and wherever the Torah believes one aid, that person has the status like two aidim. And if they're not immediately contradicted, and then an individual aid comes afterwards, now we have two against one, and we're going to believe, therefore, the first aid over the second, because we accepted the testimony, and it has the status of like two. Says the Mishnah, Eida Chodomer Ra'isi Ushnaim Amimelo Ra'isa. One aid says, you saw, I saw the Ritzicha, and two says, you did not, you're orphan. They would go through the process. Why? Because the aidus of the first person is nullified based on the aidus of the other two that came afterwards. And that would be true even if they came Zeach Harzeh, the two are going to knock out the one. Shnayim omrim ra'inu ve'echad omer lahem lo ra'isem. Let's say two people though say we saw the horeg, and the one person says no, you didn't. Lower your from then they would not go through the process. Why? Because the individual aid cannot contradict the other two aid. The Gemara, however, says that when we're talking about two and one in the last two halachos, we're talking about people who are typically disqualified, like women or non-Jewish slaves. Because the halacha is that when it comes to psulei eidus, people who are typically disqualified, we always follow what we call rov deos. We follow majorities. We follow the majority. So let's say in the last case, two people said we saw the rotzeach. One says I didn't. We don't do we wouldn't decapitate the calf. Why? Because the one person can't contradict the other two. But let's say the first aid was a kosher person, and the other two came afterwards were puzzle. So then we would say that's like one against one. And we would go through the process of Arefas HaEgla because we still have a suffix. Perek test, Mishnah test from this Mishnah to the end of the Masechta, we're going to deal with different things that the Chachamim nullified throughout different points in history. We begin with Egla Arufa, which became null and void after there were so many Rotzchim, so many murderers. The reason is based on the pasuk we quoted before. V'lo noda mihiko, we don't really know who did the murder, who was the murderer. Well, if you have many Rotzchanim, many infamous Rotzchanim, so there's a likelihood that we know who it is. And it's not a suffix. And therefore, Egel Arufa no longer existed. Misha Rabu Haratzchanim, says the Mishnah. So when there were murderers, the number of murderers was increased. So, Egel Arufa. So then the whole Egel Arufa process began to stop. It became Batel. And the Mishnah explains who was this Mishnah, at what point, when did this start? Mishnah ba Elazar ben Dinai. Ben Elazar ben Dinai came, sounds like he was there at the time of the Romans, and Elazar ben Dinai was an infamous murderer, and when he came along, so the Egla Rufa no longer, we never went through that ceremony. His name is mentioned in Ksuvos Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. And then the Mishnah says, Utchina ben Prisha Hayonikra, Chazu the Krosa ben Haratzchan. According to one interpretation, this is another person, and his name was Tchina ben Prisha, and they began to call him ben Haratzchan, son of murderers. And the reason they did that was because his name has the connotation of Tchina, of supplication, the Tachanun, and Prisha, someone who separates himself. So these are very positive names. So in order to let us know who he really was, we began to call him Ben Haratzchan. And others say that, no, if you read the Mishnah carefully, it sounds like that Tchina ben Prisha, Hayonikra, was a name of Ben Dinai. And in fact, Tchina ben Prisha was Ben Dinai. He began to call himself Tchina ben Prisha so people wouldn't realize he was a murderer, look like he has a very holy name. But really, it was Ben Dinai. And then we began to call him Ben Haratzchan. According to the first interpretation, his name, it was two separate people, Tchina ben Prisha. His name they changed because of its connotation. They wanted the people to know that he was a Ratzchan and not a holy person. But Elazar ben Dinai means a person who's a litigant, a person who was brought to court, a person who's involved in fighting. So that name they never had to change. Then the Mishnah continues, Mishe Rabu Hamino Afim, Pasku Hamayim Hamarim. When the adulterers increased, so the bitter waters of the Sota were also our topic, our Mishnayis, they stopped as well. They were also discontinued. What does the Pasuk say? So the Pasuk says, V'nikoha ish me'avon v'ho'isho ha'i tisas avano. We had this already. Bizman, the drasha from there is, Bizman cho ish menuka me'avon. When the man is innocent, then the mayim bot k'misishto will check his wife. But if the man is not menuka me'avon, so the mayim will not check his wife. So therefore, since we have people who are so parutz bizim and so promiscuous, so the menafim, and this is time of Bayisheni, so there's no longer any mayim harim, there was no longer effective. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, hifsikon, says the Mishnah, he was the one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, time of Bayisheni, he was the one who stopped the drinking of the sota waters for the reason that we gave before. And we quote the pasuk Shneamar, pasuk in Hosea Perek Dalud, Lo efkod al benoseichem ki tiznena v'al kaloseichem ki tana afna ki heim v'gomer. Pasuk says, I will not punish your daughters when they commit adultery or your daughters-in-law, or the first thing is promiscuous behavior, your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery. Why? Because they themselves, that's who they are. Pasuk's telling us that the waters don't check the women if their husbands are not munikah me'avon from the sin of Zima. The Gemara says that this pasuk, what do we need this pasuk in addition? I have the pasuk v'nikah ish me'avon v'hoishah itisas avon in Parashas Naso in the context of the Isha Sota. What do I need this pasuk from Hosea? So it's coming to teach us that even if a person's sons and daughters are promiscuous, and even if it's the oven of a pruya of a single woman, still the water will not check the person's wife. And the Gemara and Sota Mem Zayin says the following, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lehem HaNavi L'Yisrael, Ima Temak, Pidim Alatz Mechem, Maim Bot Kinesho Seichem. If you mock it upon yourselves, so the water then will check your wives. Im Lav, Ein Amayim Bot Kim, Nisho Seichem. Then the Mishnah says, Misha Meis Yose Ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, V'Yose Ben Yochanan Ish Sholayim, which was the first of the Zugos, which were the head of the Sanhedrin, which we see in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Dalid, but Luha Esh Kalos, literally the clusters, or clusters of grapes maybe, were no longer in existence, they were discontinued. What are eshkolos? So eshkolos is really a contraction. Ish shakolbo, that's an eshkol. Ish shakolbo, a man who possesses everything. Bartanur here says, ish shakolbo, klomar torasam emes mibili dofi. Their Torah was complete, was accurate, and it had no error. Ramamans, these are people who had good character traits, besides the Torah knowledge that they had. So what we're saying is that all of these eshkolos that were amongst the Jewish people from the days of Moshe until the passing of Yosef ben Yoezer in our Mishnah, we say we're able to learn Torah Torah almost on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. But after that, so then the people weren't able to keep up. The people were not as accurate in the knowledge of Torah. They couldn't maybe resolve halachic disputes to the same extent. And that also is discussed in the Maseches Tumah Daf Tesvav and Tezayin. So, and the Mishnah here just tells you, and these Zugos, by the way, we know from Perkei Avos. This is already 260 before the Common Era. This is when we had a Nasi and an Av Beis Din. We know that Shammai and Hillel we had, where Hillel was the Nasi, Shammai the Av Beis Din, and many other people, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon Manchatach. We had many, many Zugos. These were the earliest of the Zugos. And they were Batul Eshkalos after they passed away. And then we quote a pasuk from Micha, Perek Zayin, Shneamar, Ein Eshkol Lechol Bikura Ivisa Nafshi. There's no cluster to eat, nor first fruit, which my soul desires. What does this pasuk teach us? So the pasuk, the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, really the pasuk afterwards tells us, Avad chasid min haaretz v'yasha ba'aretz ein. So, and in fact, the Targum also says, Leis gevar debei uvdin tovin. There's no one who is a baal ma'asim tovim. So you see, the people who are compared in Torah and ma'asim tovim, we compare them to an eshkol, and that's what it means. The pasuk says, Ein eshkol echol bikura sanafshi. So if it says, Avad chasid min haaretz v'yasha, there's no more chassid, no more yasher. That's a reference to the pasuk before that says eshkol. They're referred to as an eshkol isha kolbo, like a cluster. So, and now it says ain eshkol. So it's there's going to be a time where we no longer have people like ish eshkolos, isha kolbo.